Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Fit and Fulfill podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of this show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating a life you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good from the outside, not only looks good on paper, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. A life that, with or without Instagram, without posting photos, you still feel good about your life. A life that when you go to bed, when your head hits that pillow, you just feel so grateful and so satisfied. And this is something that is available to all of us, no matter what our past looks like, no matter how we've been brought up, no matter what we have or haven't experienced, but it's just making a firm commitment that every day I get to decide to be someone new. And when I become someone new, that is how I access a new reality. And so with this podcast, I break down the process of manifestation in concrete, actionable, and tangible steps so that these aren't just empty concepts that you can recite, but instead you're able to actually apply. Because only through the application are we able to experience the transformation. And that's why there are people who spend years trying to manifest their desires, create the most beautiful vision boards, buying all the crystals, but yet their life is not really moving. Because here's the thing, you can know all the things, you can buy all the things, you can do all the things, but if you're not actually changing from within, it's going to be very hard to create the kind of changes you want. And so, yeah, essentially we make manifestation really easy around here. And if you're new to the podcast, welcome. So happy you are here. Be sure to hit the subscribe button so that you get notifications when I upload new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're a longtime listener, welcome back. Always so grateful that you choose to spend this time with me. And as I record this, it is March 19th, which is a very exciting day because it is officially spring equinox. So usually spring equinox falls on March 21st, but because it's a leap year, it actually starts on March 19th. And apparently March 19th, I did some Googling on it because I was just quite curious. March 19th is the start of the astrological year. So it's a double whammy of good vibes. And so essentially, if you aren't really familiar with the spring equinox is, it is, as Google tells me, it is a joyful holiday centered around rebirth and growth. And essentially, it is the arrival of spring. So think of it as the earth is coming alive after a long, dark winter. I think it's so beautiful when you just look at seasons, it's such a powerful metaphor for our seasons of our lives. Because the same way that winter, it's only so long until winter lasts, even the darkest moments in our lives, they're always changing. It's temporary. And it's in those dark moments, in those periods of hibernation, in those periods when I can't see any ray of sunshine, can I just trust that the same way that inherently I know spring is going to come by, summer is going to come by, can I trust that the light is going to come back into my life? It's just a matter of time. And, you know, really, what I love about the idea of the spring equinox, and, you know, if you found that 2024 hasn't started off on the best note, treat it like your reset. Because really, it is a festival of awakening and rebirth. Like I said, the dark months are over and seasonally, we're moving into the warmth of light. And, you know, this is a time where your spirit essentially is waking up to new ideas, new dreams. And you really get to decide with this fresh, warm energy, which is encompassing me in this new season, can I use it and tap into its power to make me feel more alive and inspired? And that means, where am I maybe not taking action on certain ideas? Where am I still holding on to past pain or past stories? But more importantly, how can I now commit to actually taking action, to actually being excited to try new things, to getting out of my comfort zone? Because truly, when we can also treat that, like I said, the season in our lives, the way we treat seasons in nature, that's when we actually are able to see things change around us so quickly. But again, if we're still holding on to the winter, the dark periods, and letting that dictate how we show up today, we're just creating a self-fulfilling prophecy. So anyways, I thought that was pretty fun. But for today's episode, I wanted to talk about something that I actually posted on Instagram yesterday. I just shared a quote card, and it's something that I've been thinking about since I posted it. And I feel like it's so fitting for so many of us. And in full transparency, I actually had no intention to even record this podcast right now. I had the all full intention to go to the gym, but like I said, I've been thinking about it, and I was like, okay, while I'm feeling inspired about this concept, I'm going to just pull out my mic, because I know there's so many people who hold back because of fear of judgment and negative connotations associated with certain words. And so, anyways, I'm going to read out the quote card and then I'm going to dive straight into it. What it said was, "I'm allowed to be high maintenance because I am the one maintaining it. If my confidence bruises your ego, that is on you." I'll say it again. "I'm allowed to be high maintenance because I am the one maintaining it. If my confidence bruises your ego, that is on you." Whew, how freaking powerful is that? And it's funny, right? Like I said, how certain words have such a negative connotation and are so emotionally charged. But here's the thing is, why are they emotionally charged? Because we're giving it a meaning based on past conditioning. But we can decide to change that at any given moment. And when you can really own it, so in this case, being high maintenance, you take away any negativity associated with. And here's the thing is that none of us typically would like to be called high maintenance, right? Because it, like I said, past conditioning. But the more as I think about it is, why would you not want to be high maintenance? Why would you want to be someone who didn't really put an effort in terms of maintaining herself physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, intellectually? Why would you not want to be spending money on yourself? Why would you not want to be treating yourself like the main character of your life? And really, I would actually have more than even being fearful of being perceived as high maintenance, I would be more fearful of being low value. And here's the thing is, so much of the way we show up in our day to day, it's based on how other people are going to perceive us. And even though we might want to act in a certain way, be a certain way, we hold back because of this fear of judgment and how others might see us. And in the process, we end up leading inauthentic lives, lives that aren't really true to us, but they are in line with who we think we're meant to be. And when we can now really dissect this fear of judgment and see it for what it is versus something that has such a tight grip on us, we're able to really step into our most authentic selves and, most importantly, our most magnetic selves. Because, like I said, if you want to build a life that not only looks good for on paper, but actually feels really satisfying on a core foundational level, is you have to first be in alignment with yourself. You are the starting point of all creation, and how you see yourself depicts what comes next. And so let's just get into judgment, and then we're going to dive into more of the self-concept, self-identity part of manifestation, because it is the part where so many people ignore. And if you can just master that, you'll see things around you moving so rapidly. So here's the thing is, even the word judgment, it kind of makes you shudder, but essentially everything is perception. Everything is based on the beliefs we hold on a subconscious level. We don't see people as they are. We see people as we are. Say it again, is that we don't see people as they are. We see people as we are. And because think about it for a second, is one person could look at you and be like, oh, you're such a nice person, whereas someone else is going to find fault in you. So really, it's if it was the absolute truth that you are a terrible person, wouldn't every single person in your life see you as such? No. And so really, it's understanding the someone else's judgment about you, that is their perception, but you get to decide, is that the actual absolute truth? And oftentimes when someone is judging you, it's coming from an underlying wound, an underlying pain, but also an underlying belief within them. And when someone's judgment about you stings, take it like feedback. It can only sting because it is touching upon a wound within yourself. Because people are always going to share their opinions and whatnot. But if there was no wound, people can throw salt, but it's not going to faze you. And so when you get so fazed by someone's judgment about you, that alone is your work to be done. That is your healing work that you need to pay attention to. Because here's the thing is, let's just say that that you know that you're somebody who is really kind, really compassionate, really warm, and someone out of the blue tells you, oh, you're so mean-spirited. That could either really throw you off, or it could be something you laugh at. Like, you don't even know me. Like, you don't even know all that I do. But the thing is that, again, it's when it creates such a negative emotional state within me, it's, again, where am I maybe judging myself? And essentially, judgment, it's just a projection. It's just a coping mechanism in which our ego uses to feel safe. It's a coping mechanism in which our ego uses to justify ways in which we feel short. And really, because when we're feeling really content in our lives and really satisfied and really grounded, we see people from a completely different lens because we're operating from a place of abundance and and adequacy and feeling really good within ourselves and essentially being in an abundant state. The lens in which we view our world is going to come from a place of abundance. And so when someone is judging you or throwing shade on you, try and look at it from a lens of compassion, because you have to be going through a lot of inner turmoil to even see someone from a negative light. And like I said, everything is just perception. It is their truth. It doesn't have to be your truth. Because look, here's the thing, is that someone can look at you and say, you are so intimidating. Are you intimidating, or are they just intimidated? Someone could look at you and be like, you're too big for your boots. Are you big for your boots, or are they just playing small and you're just a reminder of the ways in which they're playing small? One that I used to be so terrified about when it comes to the fear of judgment, and I know any service provider will agree with, is the idea of coming across as expensive. And in the past, if someone told me, oh, I think your programs are so expensive, it would literally feel like a punch in the gut. Whereas now, I laugh. I'm like, okay, am I too expensive, or do you just have a budget which doesn't meet the value of my services? Am I too expensive, or do you just not value your growth? Similarly, someone could look at you and be like, oh, you're so strong, you're so opinionated. Are you too strong and opinionated, or are they just too terrified to speak their own truth? And here's the thing, like I shared the example of how the fear of being perceived as judgment used to hold me back a lot. But when you get so grounded in who you are and you actually heal your wounds and pay attention to where the work needs to be done, that is how you transmute energy. That is how you take back your power, because you no longer are giving up your power so easily to other people's perception about you. And when it comes to manifestation, like I said, it is all a reflection of you. Your life is nothing more than a mirror reflection of who you are being. And so often we think that manifestation is a switch that we get to decide to turn on and off, but it is an effortless and ongoing process that takes place on a moment-to-moment basis based on your state of being. How are you showing up in the world? How are you conducting yourself? But most importantly, how are you feeling? You are the operant power. You are the deciding factor and starting point of what comes next. Life is just conforming to you. And it can be very hard to really get on board with this concept and implement it. But truly is, I need to get ahead of my reality that I'm manifesting. I need to get ahead of my desire and become that version of me first, with the knowingness that because life is nothing more than an external manifestation of me, when I can become that new version of me with or without my desire, my life has to reflect more of that frequency. And so where the work needs to be done primarily, it has to be on your self-concept, your self-image, your self-perception, your self-identity. It all starts with self. How do you see yourself? How do you treat yourself? How do you think about yourself? And most importantly, how do you identify? But again, is if you're letting other people's projections and potential projections dictate how you show up, if you're letting the fear of external judgment be the reason why you don't live your truth or value yourself or treat yourself in a particular way, again, is you can be a very nice person, but energetically, you're moving through your life by communicating, I value other people's opinion of me more than I value myself. And so when I'm placing such a low value on how I see myself and a much higher value on how others see me, that low self-worth is exactly why I'm not getting what I want, because I'm just not a vibrational match to the desire I'm calling in. I need to make my self-image and self-identity number one priority. And when I do so, now I'm actually communicating, I value myself The way I see myself is utmost important. I am the main character in my life. And in that state of abundance, what do you think you are a vibrational match for now? Low self-worth will not manifest the high value life that you desire. And that is why what the work needs to be done now is getting so grounded in who you are, really developing an indestructible relationship with yourself, and also getting comfortable with the fact that people aren't going to like you. Your ego wants you to be liked by everyone, but based on other people's wounding and beliefs, you're going to trigger people along the way. But can you still maintain that level of love within yourself? Can you still see yourself as enough, irrespective of how others perceive you? Like I said, perception is nothing more than projection. And in those moments when you might receive judgment, so for example, maybe being called high maintenance or intimidating or too opinionated, too strong, too expensive, yada, 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 can you still love yourself through it? And I promise you, when you can do so, when you can develop that level of unconditional alignment with yourself, you will see manifestation becoming so much easier for you, because you have to be the change you wish to experience. In order to create ease in your reality, in order for your desires to effortlessly flow towards you, you need to first create that alignment, that ease within yourself. And going back to what I said about really prioritizing your relationship with yourself, every single relationship, whether it's your relationship with other humans, your friends, your family members, your partners, or your relationship with money, or the way you relate to your desire. What is a relationship? It's how you relate to the particular thing or person in front of you. But when you can treat your relationship with yourself the same way you would treat your relationship with others, it becomes a lot easier to notice how you're actually falling short in terms of the lack of alignment from within. Can you imagine if you had days where you loved your partner, but then other days, because other people maybe judged him, you'd be like, you know what, peace out, I'm really not into this. Your partner would probably walk away. Similarly, would you want to be friends with someone who only liked you or appreciated you or valued you when the rest of the world did? Probably not. And that's why a lot of times we receive inconsistencies in our lives, whether it's inconsistencies in the amount of money we're able to make, inconsistency with how people treat us, inconsistencies with our well-being. But really, when you are receiving inconsistency in your 3D reality, ask yourself, where am I being inconsistent with myself? Because like I said earlier, your life is nothing more than feedback, an externalized manifestation of you. And so when I'm being inconsistent with myself, my self-image, my self-perception, my self-identity, well, then I'm actually now a vibrational match to more inconsistency in my life. And so really now moving forward is, can I get to a place where A, I know who I am, I own who I am, I accept who I am. And then if you can go one step further, and this is really going to skyrocket your manifestations, can you love who you are? Your ego will tell you that you have to reach a certain version of yourself in order to feel enough to love yourself, to accept yourself. And essentially, your ego will keep you in a state of lack. Whereas your higher self, your more magnetic part of you, the part of you that's connected to something so much bigger than you, it knows that this life is a journey. It's about you constantly meeting and developing new versions of yourself. And most importantly, is giving yourself permission to enjoy every iteration of you with the knowingness that you're only going to get better. I think so often we have this like idea of this image of who we need to be in order to feel enough. Whereas the manifesting sweet spot is knowing that you are enough, you are whole, you are complete exactly as you are, but also you have so much more potential and you're going to tap into that at every season of your life. And that's really when you're moving from a place of lack and inadequacy to wholeness, to being enough. And most importantly, now you're operating from a state of being that is aligned with abundance. And like I said, you're constantly meeting and developing new versions of yourself. And so rather than have this falsified image that you need to be a particular way, let's change the narrative internally and use it as a source of excitement that this is who I'm stepping into. Each day I'm getting closer to being this highest version of myself versus using it as a source of judgment and lack and not feeling enough. Because at the end of the day, you can be doing all the things. But when it comes to manifestation, like I said, it is an effortless process based on your state of being. Your intention, how you choose to approach what's in front of you, but more importantly, your perception, it shapes your state of being. And your state of being is what shapes your reality. And when you can do the work around developing that indestructible relationship with yourself, whereby you are owning every single part of you so that you're able to really go on and live the most authentic life, which is so true to you, irrespective of how others may or may not perceive you, that is the highest expression of who you are. And in that state of being, that is when manifestation happens so effortlessly, doors swing open, synchronicities unfold, you find yourself at the right place, right time, and getting what you want becomes so much easier. And that is exactly what I'm teaching you in the School of Magnetic Connection, which is my 12-week self-paced program, whereby we work on every facet of developing the most unconditional relationship with yourself, whereby you liberate yourself from all these judgments, all these fears, all these internal narratives, and essentially whereby you're really able to move from a state of being of lack and step into your power, step into your most abundant self. If this is something you feel you are ready for at this stage of your journey, I'm going to leave the link for the School of Magnetic Connection in the show notes. If you have any questions at all about the program, you can also DM me on Instagram. That is where I hang out the most. My handle is at kushboo.kway. And in the meanwhile, I'm sending you love and all the abundant vibes. Have an amazing day ahead.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you, so please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushboo.kway in your social media post or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and good vibes.